This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we've been firing through the guests today because we are celebrating so much regional pride that's happening this weekend. And joining us on the line is one of the ambassadors of the Chill Out Festival. It's Farmer Dave. Farmer Dave, how's it going?
G'day. Go crazy,
everybody. Well, where you are, it's going a bit crazy. It's probably not as crazy for us here, but we're running around like crazy. It's just what we do. It's Mad Wednesday. It's the hump day. Everything goes nuts. You are an ambassador for Chill Out, and you're going to be coming along and hosting and being a part of the dog show, aren't you, this weekend?
Too right. Yes, it's the best thing, I think, about this time of year is that we get to celebrate who we are as individuals. We can be free, we can be open, we can be liberated. And, of course, we saw that on the weekend in Sydney with the Mardi Gras.
Very true, very true.
Of course, Chill Out. It's not been going as long as Mardi Gras, but it's certainly the place that traditionally was where you could chill out. But now it's really become a place for the more lower excitement mob like me and definitely the rural people from the suburbs that just don't feel that they can be as liberated as some in the Mardi Gras. But it's definitely a place where you can feel you can be open and liberated and free to be whoever you are, wherever you are, and you can take that home with you and disseminate it across Australia. If you're from Parramatta or if you're from Penrith or if you're from Dubbo, you can go back to that place and know, you know what, I know what it's like to be totally open and free in a rural community like Dales.
It is absolutely wonderful. I love it each and every year. Robbie and I are really excited to get down, and it's going to be absolutely great. Now, for you, what does it mean to be being an ambassador? You know, you are from the country. You work on a farm. What does it mean to be standing tall in an LGBTI festival that is actually
now,
regional?
Well, right now I've got 150 kids learning farmers' challenge every physical different ways of changing tyres, doing all sorts of things, deciding which crops go where and what we make from them. But normally, yes, I am a farmer, but I try and teach as many different people about each of us as possible. So what does it mean to be an ambassador for Chill Out? It means that I can continue to share stories and encourage people to feel free, to encourage people to feel liberated and to feel safe in their own community. I mean, we heard from the ANZ Bank's research that 84% of LGBTIQ people, that's non-straight people like me and you guys, that they feel uncomfortable in certain parts of Australia being themselves. And the thing about Chill Out, it is one place that you can go, you can be free, you can experience what it's like to hold your partner's hand. So many people feel uncomfortable to hold their partner's hand. And sometimes in the bubbles of Sydney and Melbourne, we forget that there are so many people, even in the western suburbs of those cities, that feel uncomfortable just to hold their partner's hand, let alone kiss or have a picnic on a rug in a park.
Yeah.
You know? And so what Dalesford does is it says, we're open, come be who you are, and Chill Out facilitates all of that. And what my part is to remind people that you can do it, you're able to do it, here's a place to do it, and guess what? You might even, like what I did 15, 16 years ago, feel free enough to change your own life and to change how people perceive you and what they know about you and how much you can share with your community. And that's what happened to me when I went to Chill Out 15, 16 years ago.
Dave, very exciting. On a lighter note, you are going to be hosting at the big carnival day at Chill Out. You're going to be hosting, you're going to be judging, in fact, a dog show with a bit of fun categories going on.
A lot of fun categories, yep.
Particularly looking forward to the dogs that look a lot like their owners. Now, do people sign themselves up for this, or are you going to walk around the park and just name people for looking too much like their dogs?
Well, what I normally do is get as many people involved as possible, so definitely people can sign up, but of course, anyone who's got a dog or anyone who has a friend that looks similar to a dog, I'm going to be grabbing them and getting them involved because at the end of the day, we can learn so much from dogs. One is they don't judge us. Two is they love us regardless of what we do to them, and we can learn a lot from that. And so that's why I'm bringing the dog show to Dalesford, and I just adore dogs. I live for them. And it's just a bit of fun. It's not dogs on show. It's not Crufts. It's not Westminster. But it's just people with dogs showing off their amazing bond that they have with them. And
Everyone still puts in the effort, though. There are always plenty of dogs there each and every year that are looking absolutely fabulous. So what are some tips that you can, any of our listeners that are going to be bringing their pets along and bringing their dogs along to chill out this weekend, what are their what tips can you give them for standing out?
Don't bring your Mexican hairless. So bears are hairless. You're not going to win the category of dog look-alike. Maybe stick to a wolfhound or a, you know, a pug or something like that. They've got flat faces, which often go with the look. But in all seriousness, it's you can dress your dog up, practice a few of your tricks, of course. You know, it's using treats to get the dog to do tricks. We don't want to see anyone forcing their animal to do anything. So, you know, getting the all the treats chopped up and ready in your little pouch so that you can get your dog to do tricks. You've got a few more days to rehearse. But really what I want to see, and the only judgment I'll be making is, are you connected to your animal? Does your dog adore you, and do you adore your dog? And that's kind of how I differentiate between the categories and who's going to be winning what.
Well, there we go. That's the top tips, everyone. Just love your dog a little bit more. That's all you can really do. You know, it's such a massive weekend. You're going to be there all weekend having an absolutely fabulous time. It's huge this year. Chill Out is so fantastic. You must be really looking forward to it. Are you going to be in the parade, or are you just going to be watching it?
Too right. I think Becky Cole and I get to go in the parade, and I just think it's wonderful that I get to be an ambassador with Becky. She is one of my favourite singers of all time, and definitely my favourite Australian country artist. She's got the coolest song ever, Sorry I Asked. If ever you
oh, it's so
a little
good.
Bit concerned when you get too much information out of people.
It's so great.
Lasting my ears.
And Becky's actually going to be performing in the afternoon at the Carnival Day. So you're actually going to be hosting that afternoon. So you've got a pretty full Sunday ahead of you, haven't you?
Jam packed. No time for flirting. But you know what? You know.
I reckon you'll find. I reckon you'll find a way.
What to throw in?
Yeah. I reckon you'll find a way, or at least people will find a way to find you. I reckon it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You've no doubt about that.
There's a certain couple of apps that might crash.
Anyway, no, you know what? They don't actually crash in Dalesford, because everyone descends on Dalesford and then the internet gets completely blocked, so you can't use them. So they won't crash because people aren't going to be able to access them.
We have to talk to each other.
I know, it's crazy. That's what we can look forward to. Chill Out, Farmer Dave, we'll let you get back to your Farmer's Challenge with all the kids. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show, and we can't wait to catch up with you this weekend at the Chill Out Festival in Dalesford.
Hope you guys are bringing your dog along. We'll see you there.
Well, you've got your husband. That's pretty much it. I've got nothing. I mean, my sister's dog hates me. So there's nothing I can do there. Nothing I can do about that. I mean, he said that dogs don't judge, but this dog certainly judges me. Oh, you know what? I can't wait. Chill Out is going to be absolutely fantastic. It's 5 days. It used to be three, but now it's 5 days with over 50 events of so much fun. I'm getting down there tomorrow to kick everything off at the first fundraising event, which is happening tomorrow night at the Palais Hepburn. And Robbie, what are you most excited for?
Oh, I'm looking forward to probably Carnival Day itself. That's always been the big fun day. A lot of people come in just for that day. Big crowds, excellent entertainment. The weather's going to be sensational, so...
Bring it on. Yep, I want the bush dance more than anything. Well, you can let us know. Hit us up on 0427-JOY949 on air@joy.au. What you're looking forward to this Chill Out. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Let's get chilling.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.